What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Long and Short of It with Tim and Greg. Today, we're going to talk about investing in yourself, edumacation, and surrounding yourself with winners.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. All right, listen, how many times have you wasted your time with somebody who's never going to be your customer? You get all excited to meet with them. You spend some time. You type stuff up. You bond. They think you're amazing. You have a cup of coffee. They give you a donut. They're like, man, you're really cool. We've seen your company around, this and that. And in your mind, you're like, man, I got this job. It's in the bag. And then after you spend a bunch of time doing the thing you do, getting them the numbers and all that, what do? They ghost you. They blow you off, or they tell you you're way too expensive or whatever. All right. So if you're sick of that runaround and you want to be able to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, then you're going to want to go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we have a little guide there that will help you spot the cheap customers immediately before you spend time with them. This is an invaluable tool. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you're only spending your time with people that are truly going to be your customers. So head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab your guide right now.
Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, yo, buddy. What's going on? So you talk about investing in yourself, Greg. Let me hear about that. How do you invest in yourself?
So, you know, we do a lot of stuff on here where we all get together and hang out and education, right? As I said, edumacation and spending time getting better. So how would that look for you?
Now, as far as me as a person, you know, I'm investing into myself, into my health, into my education, reading and stuff like that. And it even goes into, you know, surrounding myself with people at my level or higher. Because, you know, I just don't want to, you know, my circle of people I surround myself is very small because I'm selective. I want positive influences in my life.
Okay. So it sounds like you like to do some reading, maybe some podcasts.
Nice label.
What are some other forms of education that you would say are important?
Well, what I found the most useful, because, you know, Greg, being a business can be a very lonely place.
Yeah.
You're all alone. And, you know, a lot of people around you don't share their numbers or their processes or just the way they do things. So you're all alone. And people are really tight-lipped about what goes on behind in their office. And with the group that we're involved with, the Contractor Fight, we share all that. You know, my books are all open to anybody who wants to look at them. But even furthermore, you know, in our what's made a difference for me back, I mean, even back before the Contractor Fight, before the CSA, before all this stuff while I was in business, I mean, I was involved with the Amway Corporation. I was that Amway guy.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was my part of my life, what I did. And yeah. With Amway, what the big allure to me was the getaways that went to Charlotte, North Carolina and had these seminars to feel part of a community and to educate ourselves and get ourselves around positive people to elevate ourselves. Because what we were hearing in our small towns and our small communities was nothing compared to what we would hear in an environment like that. And that leads us to talking about this event that the Contractor Fight is having in September from the 14th to the 16th. It's called the Mile High Profit Summit. And this here is just basically is what you said, Greg, is investing into yourself. Into your company.
Yep.
And there's a lot of reasons why we should do this. And there's a lot of reasons why people don't do it. So just keep on the positive side, Greg. Why should we invest into something like this? It's a lot of money.
Well, for me, because I like to check boxes off. So I'm already on the Mile High Club. So now I want to go to the Mile High Profit Summit.
That's right. That's not the real reason.
Okay.
Stop quicking.
So, you know, let me talk about something real quick. I do want to keep this positive, but for people that may be on the fence and are like, this is crap, right? So I'm, Tim, you know, I'm an introvert it takes a lot of energy for me to be around a lot of people. So the first event I ever went to with this group, I was terrified. I was like, this is going to be a shit show because, you know, all I knew, Tim, were how other contractors around me were. Okay. They were closed-minded people. Everyone's like scared to tell anybody anything. We didn't want to talk about anything important. And then I go to this group meetup. It was in York at the time. And I was like, damn, these people like share a lot of information and are like really nice. So like the first day I was like, wow, this is like totally different than I thought it would be. And then, you know, obviously the rest is history. I've been a part of this group since then. And I love going to all these events and seeing everybody and just having these open conversations. And a lot of it, Tim, is just to be like, wow, there's other people out there like me that have some struggles and want to get better. And we'll do it together instead of all alone.
Yeah, it was scary the first time because, you know, you don't know what to say or how to act. And you don't want to be yourself because you had no prize, you know, because everything was fucked up with your life because your business ain't right. That's why you're going to these things. And investing into myself. For me, it meant taking my money away from something else that really needed to be there when I didn't have the money and investing into airline tickets or car rentals or just the ticket price to get in the door. And later on, when I kind of matured and kind of understood things a little bit more after being involved with it, I figured, hey, wait a minute, this is a business expense. Well, with a business expense comes a lot of cool stuff. One, for me, was I get to get away from something I do every day and surround myself with something that's blows my freaking mind. And another thing, well, on the business side of things, this is a tax deduction, you know, 100% deductible. This is a business expense. Being that it's a business expense, this is part of job costing. It's part of what you need to run your business. And, you know, all in all, Greg, I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying for this event. My clients pay for it because it goes into every job I do. It's part of like an equipment cost or office expenses or personal development or whatever it is. This is part of that expense. This is a no-brainer. All in all, we're not paying for this. It's part of what we need to run our business.
Yep.
So the Mile High Profit Summit, Greg, to sum it up, and I don't know, can you sum it up in like two sentences?
Probably not, but all I can say, look, it's a bunch of like-minded contractors, and they're all different levels. Some are at the top, some are in the middle, some are at the bottom. We're all getting together with one common goal and to make ourselves better. And there are some amazing speakers. And there, some of these you'll never see again because a couple of these guys are a really big deal, like Ben Newman and Marcus Sheridan. And there's some others in there too. I don't want to leave anybody out. Everybody's speaking is amazing. And I just think, Tim, anybody that we've known, and that's way longer than two sentences, Tim, my bad. Mm-hmm. So anybody that we've known that says I was on the fence has loved the event. I haven't heard anybody that said, I don't like it.
No, nobody's ever said, there's nothing here for me. I want my money back. It's never happened. It's never happened. It's just, I don't know. I wish I could take everybody I know, everybody that needs this with me. And if money didn't matter, I would do that. But if you're thinking about doing something better for yourself, and I know a lot of people listening to this are already in the contract fight and are attending, but there's a lot of people who aren't. And Cheapest Crow, if you're thinking about doing it, don't think about it no more. There's a link below in the show links that's being put there by Roz. That's, you guys click on that thing. You sign yourself up and get on board with this. And, you know, when you get there, just look for Greg and look for myself. And I'd love to talk with you and get to know you a little bit and maybe give you a little push start in your business to see where we can make things happen a little quicker for you. But it only takes, you know, the one step you have to take is like opening the door to a gym for working out. It's the hardest thing to do. The hardest thing to do for you to do is click that link and make it happen. I mean, there'll be a lot of reasons why you can't do this thing. And I've heard them all. You know, my dog needs me. My wife won't let me. I don't have the money. I mean, just beg, borrow, but don't steal. But get yourself there. Greg, you want to close this out, brother?
Yep, absolutely, guys. Go on here, go online, click the button, and figure out a way to get there. I promise you and I guarantee you will not regret it.
You guys, I give you permission to be better than what you are, but you got to click the button. You have to do the hard work. I'm here for you, but click that button and we'll see you next week. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.